Perfect. So, for some of you, this might be the first time you've seen this video. For some of you, this is something that you've probably seen since we launched in the summer. What's unique about this is the first time there's a professional team in the Maritimes. This is why we call it Canada's first and only coast-to-coast. There is no other professional sports in the Maritimes. And we've made a stake in Halifax. And Halifax has done wonderful things in terms of fostering this relationship. Almost 3,000 season ticket holders in Halifax getting ready for that season to launch as well. They have 5,000 seat stadium and almost 3,000 season ticket holders. So you can see they're excited about soccer over there. The other logo on the other coast is Vancouver Island. First ever professional team on the island, and they're getting ramped up and they're very excited to have professional sports coming to the other coast. And you can see everybody else filling out. The other two logos that's kind of unique over here is Valor. That team is owned by the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. And the Hamilton sign, that's owned by the Hamilton Tiger Cats. So already two professional sports organizations. They know what they're doing in terms of helping us launch this league and getting their cities into it. With York, I feel we have the best ownership, and Praben will talk about that as well. He's part of that ownership. But we have Green Park Group. Has anyone heard of Green Park Homes? They might be building half of the community right now in Brandon. All right, so they're custom home builders. They build high rises, low rises, and they're very prominent in the community. Italian family, and we're very lucky to have a local ownership behind us. Any questions so far about any of the videos before I hand it over to Praben Ganshorn? Any questions? We're good? All right, without ado, our President and CEO, Praben Ganshorn.
This is a great makeshift podium here, standing on the bench. This journey here started about 2 years ago for Jim Brennan and myself. Some of you might know Jim Brennan as the first signing for Toronto FC. And Jimmy and I actually met at Toronto FC. I was handling the marketing department there, and at the time, Jimmy was on the coaching staff. So I guess our journey towards this began about 6 or 7 years ago when we both worked there. But what's happened since was 2 years ago, Jimmy and I got together. We both live up in the Newmarket area. We got together and basically said, you know, there's this new league coming, and we both, you know, wanted to get back into the pro game. Our careers had taken us in different directions. And we got together at a little coffee shop up in Newmarket and devised a plan as to how were we going to get into this league. Took us about 6 months to put the plan together and to get the right investors behind this project. But we were able to do that, and we got the Baldessara family to come on board, which is fantastic. They're a great soccer family. So that started us, you know, with a really solid financial backing and, you know, got us on the way to becoming Toronto's CPL team. So we are very focused sort of on our region, York region, but the reason we're here tonight and the reason we're reaching outside our region is because a lot of people really want this league to succeed and are interested in this league. And we've become the natural choice for reaching out beyond the borders of York Region to say, we want you to come and be part of this wonderful experience experiment that is the Canadian Premier League. It is the most exciting thing that I've ever been part of in my long career. That's been, you know, both in on the beer side. I've worked with multiple beer companies over the years, and then in professional sports as well. This journey has been fantastic, and now we're 32 days away from actually kicking a ball against Hamilton, which is fantastic. April 27th is that game date, and Ben was referencing that game, it will be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to come and experience the start, the birth of a league, and see the first professional game under the CPL banner in Hamilton. So please look that up or talk to our salespeople about that. We've also tonight brought the first shipment that we've gotten of our official merchandise. I'm wearing one of these jackets here. So Macron is the official sponsor of the kit that will be revealed in a couple of weeks, the official kit. But this is actually part of that kit, and we're premiering that here tonight. No one's seen this. Well, the people might have seen it before, but it hasn't been offered up for sale. So we've got a few of them here tonight if you're interested in looking at some of the merchandise as a first look. That's quite exciting. So we're 3 weeks into training camp now, and we've got five players, I think, here with us tonight, which is fantastic. We're really focusing on Canadian talent, and there is so much of it in this area. Not just York region, but sort of the greater Toronto area is really, it's unbelievable the amount of soccer talent that is here. We've certainly tapped into that. And with us here tonight, and I'm going to introduce him, is one of our local guys. I was just talking to him, and he said, well, my girlfriend's grandma lives over here, and I live just over here, which is fantastic. So I'd like Matt Silva to come up here to introduce some of the other players that are here, but if you could please give a warm welcome to our local guy here, Matt Silva.
Thanks, Preben. My name is Matt Silva for the guys who are over here. First, I can just introduce the team. First, we have here is Kyle Porter. Kyle's one of our oldest players here. Kyle's one of the players that brings the most experience, professionalism to all of us. He's always doing the right thing, working hard, there early, stays late. He's a person to look up to for the younger players. We're all happy to have him on the team, and he's a great example, first and foremost. Second of all, on the field, he's amazing. He brings a lot of attitude, he brings a lot of energy, and he's always working hard for us. You need players like that, obviously. So that's Kyle there for you, just beside him.
And he's on the bus ads.
That's the good looking face you got to pick up. There you go, yeah, he's there. So next beside him, you have Cyrus Rawlings. Cyrus is another Brampton product. He's been around for quite a while, 21, correct? Just this past weekend, so happy birthday. Yeah. Young player, striker, left-footed, talented, very fast. He thinks he's the fastest on the team, but yeah, so he thinks. No, we're very happy to have him. He's come up through the TFC Academy, so we know that he has quality. We know that he's a good person, and yeah, we're very excited to see him have a good season under his belt. So there you go, Cyrus. Next to him is Roger Thompson. Roger and I go back quite a bit just playing against each other. Never had a chance to play with him until this year, which is quite nice. But growing up through the days, Roger and I played against each other for quite a while. We had some good battles. I don't think he's ever scored on me being a goalkeeper, him being a defender. I think we're on okay terms. But Roger's played all over the world. He's been in Sweden, Finland, Germany as well, correct, Roger?
Yeah.
Went to school in the U.S., so he brings a lot of quality, strong, hard tackler, nice and vocal from the back. Definitely a day-in, day-out starter. He's a hard worker. He's going to be there. He's going to bring a lot of core to the back line, so that's Roger for you. Next there, we have Ryan Telfer. Ryan as well is from Mississauga, correct?
Yeah.
So from Mississauga, local. He's our first loanee player. We just brought him over from TFC. So he obviously brings good quality, good pace to training. He's a great player, good energy. We're very happy to have him. And that's the boys there. So yeah. As for myself, I've been playing for quite a while. I'm a goalkeeper. I went to school in the U.S. I just came back from being 3 years in Sweden, so I'm happy to be home now. My family's obviously happy to have me here, and I'm happy to represent York now. I'm happy to represent a local team, a local area, and finally create something that the youth can look at to to aspire to be when they're young and playing. So that's obviously important to everyone, especially us players now that are paving the way for the other players to have something. It's a very special moment. We're all thinking the exact same way, so that's a very special thing. But what we're doing pretty much is, it's been our training session has been going quite hard and early, 7 a.m. training, so we're up at 5, we're working hard to get there, get the minutes in, and everyone's pulling their weight. It's been good sessions, hard sessions. We're obviously looking forward to a preseason trip to the Dominican, so we'll be there for 10 days. Hopefully we come back, the weather will come with us, so we can bring something for you guys. But aside from that, it's an amazing organization. We're glad that everyone was able to come and support us, and we're hoping that we can see all of you at the first game and the rest of the games to be there cheering us on, and that's about it. Yeah, so thank you so much for coming. Hope you guys are enjoying your free drinks and some of the food. Well, I'll pass it on, yeah, so thank you.
Good work. Very nice. All right, so we got a draw. We got a signed soccer ball and a signed scarf. First, we'll do for the scarf. You have to be here to redeem it. And we have Matt Gass. Come on in.